There have long been tensions between the U.S. and the Middle East, but Chuck Scott believes today's challenges stem from an incident decades ago, an ordeal in which he was held captive. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Decades after he was held captive in Iran, Chuck Scott looks back on how he believes the ordeal should have been handled. He says bombing Iran would not have done any good, and of course, he would have died in the process.
The revolutionary zeal in Iran was such that if we had even said, we're going to start nuking your cities one at a time, Khomeini would have said, go ahead, we'll all be martyrs. And the Iranian people, enough of them, would have said, fine, and we would have looked like real idiots.
To better understand the Iranian hostage crisis, Scott says you have to look at a much bigger picture.
I always use the analogy that Americans have a 60-minute mentality. At the end of 60 minutes, we want a clear winner and a clear loser, nothing in between, no areas of gray. That's not the way the world works. And in the Middle East, perceptions are more important than truth. And they believed, the Iranians did, at the time they took the embassy over, that we were in the process of restaging a coup similar to the one that took place in 1953 when Mohammad Mossadegh was overthrown and the Shah came back to power.
Scott says the Iran hostage crisis signaled the beginning of tensions that last yet today between the U.S. and those in the region.
It was the biggest shot in the arm you could possibly have, in my view, for radical Islam. They gained in stature, and they were emboldened by our release under the Algiers Accords because the United States gave in totally to Iran.
Scott and others were held from November of 1979 to January of 1981, a period of 444 days. Traveling the Countryside in Jonesboro, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.